Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, ooh-wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK
hey.
Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there, there was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is... Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. This is T to the A to the Z, A-T-A-Z-T live on Blog Talk Radio, your host T-A-Z. We're waiting on C-6 to, call in. Hopefully she do, but if not, I got a little mix down of some music and some rundown of some old interviews with Ron L. that I was going to play anyway. Here we go with the first song. It's Nadia Rose, D DFWT as we wait for She Speaks to call. I don't know what's going on, but I'll find out soon.
Listen, I don't fuck with them. Even if I was horny, if I was old, and I'd stay poorly. Cause I don't fuck with them.
No way.
Them bitches hate me, but they should've known for the moment they saw me that I'm the man them suck. Legend, I'm Ida. Me and my bitches, they're Miami girls. We've been out on the roads, done about 3 shows. And it's like 10 times that I got the reload. I'm high as hell. On this rap thing, I'm the Southern Belle. I've been out here doing tracks and they've been guying off the rails. You know you'll find me there with Keisha. Of course I'm there with P-Rush. And from South London to the
world.
Yeah. And I'm still a baby.
I'm only young,
yeah. I kill them, cross them off the list like my name is. Yeah. But no, it's not, it's Nadia Rose. Who's she? Who's that? Well, who really knows? But I can show you how to kill them like a motherfucking Jones. Hate these motherfucking hoes.
Why is that?
Let him hit, make him come, then it's like, where did that motherfucker go? Probably came to town to put one on my shelves. Can I get a drum roll, please? Introducing the baddest in this. Ain't no competition, no battling this. I'm at the top, would you please go to the back of the list? She thinks she's hot, but I'm a whole different kettle of fish. Talking shit, could you settle your lips? Unless you're talking money, then I'll be where the settlement is. Try to be the time, but there's a whole lot of bezels in this. Check my bank account, and there's a whole lot of zeros in it. Yeah, that's money for real. All the love that's in the world, could this money fulfill? When they bail me, they get air like I'm Uncle Phil. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil, and more so to Emmett Till. Right. Trust me, this life's a fuckery.
Fuck
if that was my son, I would have risen my gun and ended all of your life abruptly. Murder, murder, killing with the bars and all of my flows, disgusting. Stone cold like Austin, tried to steal my flows, then drop shit. That is not sick. Plot twist, had the plot, then you lost it. That must be the case. You can't be okay. Kai, if I bring this fire, how can you bring the same? And if I ain't retired, how are you in the game? You remind me of Mariah, would you please get off the stage? You weren't even on the lineup, that was a mistake. So would you please go and line up and pay the entry fee? Or go home where you belong, hurry up, no, don't be long. Log into your SoundCloud and upload your new song like this flow is mine, yeah. And I've been using this flow for some time, yeah. I tell him cause I'm off the list like my name
bitch, bye.
Listen to that shit, not even a little bit. You've been catting on a bitch for more than a little bit. I've been seeing it still. I'm flattered, almost ecstatic, but I should keep it real. Look, you will never be this.
We'll never be this.
I am the A to your B list.
Yeah.
And this flow shit, so you can steal it.
Habit.
Anybody that's real, repeat this. I don't fuck with them. No way.
Live on Blog Talk Radio. I got on the line, area code 419. I know who it is, but I want her to say who she is. She speaks, you on the line.
Yo, yo, Taz, what's good?
What's good, homie? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. It's cold where I'm at. You know that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, yeah, I'm in Texas, so man, it's cold, but it ain't no snow. Y'all got snow up in there.
We got snow and we got weather that's below, you know. So I'm just trying to stay warm.
So I feel you. Now I'm gonna tell you, when I first noticed you, I was on Facebook, and of course my cousin did one of your tracks. The Silent Stepchild, and I checked it out, and I was like, yo, this girl is spitting for real. He told me to get at you, because I was like, I need to get her on the show. So My first question is, how you come up with your name, She Speaks? I guess that's obvious, but how did you come up with it?
Well, it's obvious and then it's not so. So to give credit to what you do, I majored in broadcast communication, so I'm not only just a rapper, I'm not only just a poet, I am the mistress of ceremony. So when I speak to that She Speaks MC, it's not just me being an MC, it's really a whole cultivation of everything that I do. I feel like I've always been able to speak well, you know, and so they don't expect us to speak well.
Right.
I would sometimes be offended by that. I would have so many teachers be appalled at the fact that I could speak. And so I took that. You know, she
not
speaks
appalled,
so well.
Not appalled.
You know, they would say she speaks so well and be surprised.
Uh-huh.
And be absolutely appalled at the fact. And so I took it and I made it my moniker, and it's short for She Speaks Knowledge. But what I realized coming up is that sometimes people don't want to hear knowledge. And it don't mean that you can't
right.
shove it in there somewhere. They
right.
don't want you to beat it in their head. You kind of got to just throw it at them, you know, a little bit at a time, you know. Drop a gem.
Right.
You know, and it might manifest. It might, you know, you might spark a thought later. You know, it might manifest into something better for them later. They might not get you at the
right.
time. You might be ahead of your time. You know, so I dropped the knowledge because at the time nobody wanted to hear that knowledge. So I think we're coming back into a time where real lyricists and, you know, the people, they want to hear a little bit of both. And so I just kind of try
right.
to mix it up.
Now, how did you come about saying to yourself that you wanted to perform, do music, do spoken word? How did you come to that realization that you wanted to do this for real, for real?
Well, giving credit to my mentors in Toledo, Ohio, especially David Bush of the Mad Poet Society. I actually am a writing clinician for what is called the Mad Poet Society in Toledo, Ohio. So we're a literary arts group where
okay.
I feel like I gained a lot of my foundation as far as performing. I used to be a part of a group that was called Self-Expression Team Theater. And so with
mm-hmm.
being in Self-Expression Team Theater, I really found a love for being on stage. And then when I was younger, I would enter, you know, these different talent shows and, you know, oratorical contests and win. And, you know, and it's like, okay, you got a knack for this. And so I feel like when you have a natural ability, you have a responsibility to share it. And
correct.
You know, hope that you put forth something that the next generation or the next wave can appreciate and build on. That's what hip hop is about, in my opinion.
You hit it right on the head. It may be your opinion, but you're correct 1,001%, because that's exactly what hip hop should be about. Now, many artists don't take it there. It's what the artist brings to the table, what's important for people to hear. So, I mean, you already speaking the knowledge, and you spitting the knowledge. Therefore, you are the knowledge. You already got the knowledge. You talking about it, it's your opinion. That's what it is. That's the way hip-hop was intended to come out and be. The first song I want to play, but I know it's not your personality, but the name of the song is Low Key. What up?
All right, so Low Key.
I was like,
Low Key is kind of like. Low Key, I like. it's a part of my personality too. There's a part of me that wants to break out, and there's a part of me that wants to hibernate. You know what I'm saying? So I can make big moves, and I can do things low key, and I'm one of those people that not necessarily have to move in silence, but you know, I kind of like to kind of stay ducked off a little bit, and when I show up, they know I'm gonna show out. You know, and if I'm here, it's go time. Otherwise, you might not see me. You know.
Yeah, I feel you. This is Steve Speaks. The name of the song is Low Key.
I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time to eat. I'm chillin', I'm cool, if I fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time to eat. I'm chillin', I'm cool, if I fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time to eat. I'm chillin', I'm cool, if I fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time to eat. I'm feeling I'm cool if I fuck with you, you know how to find me.
I be on my way to the bank.
Tryna be seen, I'm low key. Tryna run a bag, I'm low key. Tryna make a mad on the low key. Got shit you can't grab on the low key. Low key, low key. Money keep calling on low key. Been just off on the low key. Gotta move like a boss on the low key. Low key, low key. Motherfucker know the low key. They don't really want war though, low key. Already on the floor though, low key.
I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time for me. I'm chillin', I'm cool, if I fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time to see. I'm feeling I'm cool with my fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time to see. I'm feeling I'm cool with my fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time to see. I'm feeling I'm cool with my fuck with you, you know how to find me.
Let me tell you what it did, low key. Low key, low key. Had to make a move on low key. Did it real smooth like low key. New whip cruising low key. Low key, low key. Ride around luxury low key. Bitches can't fuck with me low key. But you nigga really love me low key. Low key, low key. Heard you were hating on me low key. I'm the hottest motivating on the low key. About to really get it shaking on the low key. Low key, I'm going harder than niggas. Took on my giant eye. Swallow you niggas. I got this shit on lock key. If fuck whatever that you want to figure. I'm on the edge with the heart of a killer. Dismember every single part of a nigga. And low key, I don't see not a contender. I guess he's not in my vision. Now cocking, I finish him. Stop it, diminish him. Blow a check because I'm out to replenish him. And the money only thing that I run through. If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. Come for the queen if you want to. You better be prepared for a shit storm. Like hurricane season, it's all through. Low key, these bitches hot friends. Leaving with a piece, need to start fresh. When she speaks, it's a boss man. You getting where I'm at, it's a boss man.
I be on my way to the bank.
Every day, I be on the way, out the way. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time for me. I'm chillin', I'm cool, if I fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time for me. I'm feeling I'm cool, if I fuck with you, you know how to find me. I'm on the move, I got shit to do, I ain't got no time for me.
Yo, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that for real. Now, look, I don't never play the joints that anybody sends me. I've been doing this, man, 14 years. This is the 14th year I've been doing this. And I don't listen to none of the joints. But I do, what I do, I already know because I listened beforehand to some of the stuff that
right.
I heard, like I heard yours. So I'm listening to this. And my foot was tapping the desk. I'm like, I'm glad I got this on mute because I'm up here banging my foot. That thing was.
I'm glad you.
I like
it.
That. I like
I'm glad
that.
You
I
like,
that a lot.
I kind of been on a hiatus, and so I just like am kind of like, you know, as you can see, my foundation is in real hip hop, is in. You know, it's like people a lot of times are surprised that I'm from Ohio because they don't expect like this, you know, hip hop sound to like come from out of Ohio. So
yeah,
a lot of times, you know, I don't exactly know where do I fit in the fold. So it's like, you know, I understand that, you know, we got different audiences, and I feel like I'm at an age where I can appeal to any crowd. So I ain't, you
yeah.
know, I'm not detached from what's going on right now. You know, I got, you know, roots in the foundation of hip hop, but I understand that time and music changes, and so it's sink or swim. So that's my adaptation. That's my, you know, that's me coming out in a way where it's like, all right, I can chill, you know. I ain't got to rap so hard all the time, you know. They act like I'm rapping too hard.
yeah, but hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. Stay you, stay real. If the music good, and you got flow, which you got flow. Believe me, people gonna feel it. Especially if you're talking about some real stuff, people gonna feel it. So you know, it's the music, it's the beat, it's you and the flow, commanding the mic. And it's going to shine through. My next question is, how do you come up with your lyrics, yo? Like, I need to know the process. I always ask everybody the process. How do you come up with the lyrics that you write? I mean, you know, there's brothers talking about, well, I go on a long ride, and, you know, I'm thinking of things. And, you know, there's different ways. So I'm asking you, how do you come up with the lyrics that you write?
So I would say that most of what I think this is actually a hard question to answer, not really one that I expected. So I'm gonna definitely be prepared for this next time. I write in a number of ways. I really am a writer. Like I feel like I'm more of a poet. I feel like my strength is more so in spoken word, and I just so happen to be able to ride the beat and. It's because I feel it in my soul. It's because I feel the music in a way where whatever the beat says to me is what's gonna come out. And then at the same time, I write sometimes without a beat. And I say that some of my best stuff comes when I'm in the bathroom. Randomly, you know, sitting on the toilet type stuff, no lie. But outside of that, I would say that some of my best, like my best work, have come from me. Literally, I can't make this up. Going to sleep, having a dream that I'm somewhere with somebody famous, and I'm seeing all these, you know, big city lights and these buildings. You know, I'm from a small city, so you know, you got to travel to see these things. So it's like in my dreams, it's like outer body, like I'm having these experiences, and I remember those lyrics when I wake up. And if I can wake up and write that shit, that's That's gonna be that's when I come up with the best. And then I would say I could even argue with myself to say that like my kids, like my husband, my kids, I'm married with two children. But like my family, they laugh at me a lot. But a lot of times I just go around making up random songs and it could be about absolutely nothing. But that's kind of how I learned that I could rap. So I let me see. I've been rapping since Brandy was sitting up in her room. And that's actually the song that made me find out that I could rap, because I turned that song into a song about the spoons that I found in my room, because my mama never wanted me to eat in my room, but I would always sneak. So she, where my silverware at? And I'm just randomly, you know, making up a song about spoons because I'm looking for her silverware. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like rap. And so I would make up these little funny raps, like for my friends. And a lot of times it would be about, like, you know, food or, you know, jokes or whatever, randomness. And so sometimes I think the good work comes from randomness, and sometimes it really comes from, like, you know, that like almost outer body type stuff. But then I also feel like if I'm given a topic, you know, then I can beat that topic. So I like to write about all different things. I like to write from different perspectives, and I like to write other people's stories. Like, a lot of times I don't write from myself, and I think it makes me better as an artist.
Okay, cool. That's cool when you can write for somebody else. That's cool right there. Because I've done
it. I see the future in ghosting. I want to ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to ghost.
I can see you doing that for real. So is there
I see
any
that because
particular...
I think
go on.
Go ahead. No, I'm gonna let you speak. I want to hear what you got to say.
Is there any particular beat that you prefer? Or you like me? You could rap on opera if they give you a drum beat in it. Because I can rap on anything. Anything out, I could put it down. So I'm just saying, can you rap on anything, or you just need a particular style beat? I'm gonna tell you right now. I think you can though. You can rap on
I like all different kind of beats. Like, I know a lot of people like to stick with one producer, and I have my favorite producers. But I like to hear different kinds of music because, okay, so as I was saying, I majored in broadcast communication. I used to DJ a jazz station and blues, and so.
Right.
I like all different types of music, so you know when I'm an artist, you know, as it relates to music and not just rap.
Right.
It's not just rap for me. I love the blues. You know, I love soul music. I really listen to more soul music than I listen to rap, and so. But what I'm understanding as I get older and grow is that these different genres of music is what make me better. Knowing that I like the blues and I actually like country music. You know, there is no limit to a beat. You know, like you said, all you need is a drum, and that's rooted in the motherland. We've been knew that. We knew all we needed was a drum since the motherland.
Right. And I mean, it's easy. To me, it's easy. But there's a lot of artists that only can go on crunk music, or only can write on, you know what I'm saying? And that's very limited, if you ask me.
Right. I do. I try not to limit myself. But I think like people will limit me. You know, people will limit me. I think like people a lot of times they want to hear me spit and they don't want to hear me, you know, finesse. And so I get locked out of some of these, you know, more, you know, softer, sensual type pieces that I do have the ability to be a part of, because it's like they want to hear that raw lyricism all the time. But there's, you know, there's more elements in me. So that's what I'm trying to, you know, kind of delve into now, is get into more of doing the music that I like to hear as opposed to doing what's hot and what everybody, you know, think they want to hear. I want to do what I would want to hear And if it catch wave and people like it, you know, I might end up creating a new sound of music. You never know.
Now, also, also one thing I suggest to you, and I don't know if you're doing it or not, and I always suggest this to everybody, learn how to do your own production.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking like
you understand what I'm saying, right?
I'm there. Like I said, I went to school for communication, so one of the very first things that they taught me was Pro Tools, and so I do have that ability. And so, you know, life has got in the way of some things and caused me at some times to not be able to make the full investment into myself, but you know, hey, I'm past that now. Let me just say that. I'm trying not to
right.
think too much on what I got going on. Like but I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there. And the reason why I say I feel like it was more necessary, not just you know, as far as keep holding on to my money and not spending all my money at the studio and investing into my own self, but just because, as I was saying, some of the best things that I come up with are the things that I've forgotten because I was just randomly, you know, at home cleaning up or something. And I just, you know, was listening to something that inspired me to you know, want to rap this way. And I could go lay this down right quick because I'm in that moment, you know, whereas it's different sometimes when you write something and you feeling it, you know, you feeling it in your soul and you writing that, and then you go to the studio 2 weeks later and you don't feel like that no more.
That's the reason why I
wanted to be able to record myself so that I can record when I get ready, you know?
Yeah. You go in your bedroom or wherever you got it set up. You go in your bedroom wherever you got it set up at and put it down and do your own music too, like I do. I mean, I make beats as well, just like my cousin do. Everybody in our family do music, so it's crazy.
It happens that way. Not because you know, you come from greatness for one, if you know that, and then iron sharpen iron. So if you got somebody around you that's good and they good at what they do and you good at what you do, then man, y'all should be able to come together and make some magic happen.
I just want, the next time I talk to you, at least, you know, step forward a little bit and try to do your own production and try to record your own self, which will be cheaper in the end, for real, for real.
Yeah, I'm already there, you know. Toledo is a dangerous place. You know, you really can't tell these niggas what you got, you know, but I'm good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. I'm from Ohio. I know.
Oh, wait a minute. No,
I know what you're talking about.
I didn't have that. I didn't know that. So you from the O?
I'm from Steubenville. I'm right from where my cousin used to live. We lived in the same spot.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know.
Yes, you know how it is in Ohio, and most people outside of Ohio don't really know how Toledo is. Like, I'm from Toledo. This is the mud, you know. This place that we live in is an actual swamp, you know, and it's a real gritty place. It can be a dark and gloomy place. It can be a black hole, and it can suck you up and spit you out. Or it can make you the type of person who can survive anywhere in any type of circumstance and walk in any door, you know. So I'm coming out on the better end of it. But definitely in a place that is hard to break out of. So that's where we at, in small little city of Toledo, Ohio, Lucas County 419. But I love my city and they love me, and most certainly shout out to Big Eddie Bauer, who, you know, is really the connect that made this happen, because I met Silent Stepchild through Big Eddie Bauer. So Big Eddie Bauer here is the one who put together the Mud Massacre series and the Mud Renaissance, which featured the Diamonds track.
Cool.
Which is what led you to me.
And that's the one I'm getting ready to rip right now, Diamonds. That was part of our vernacular, our lingo. When I was in the Army, we used to say Diamonds, like something is good, like, yo, that girl is, she Diamonds, man. That's how we used to talk when we was in the Army. So when I seen the title, I was like, it brought back memories how we used to use that word. Explain the track Diamonds.
Okay. So Diamonds, so first of all, I'm an Aries. So the diamond is my birthstone. The diamond, it is conceptual. It speaks to a lot of different things here. So I say, first of all, my mother always called me her diamond in the rough. You know, kind of, I grew up just a knucklehead, you know, rough around the edges. But my mama always, you know, really tried to instill in me to, you know, that I had them three strikes against me, that I'm young and I'm black and I'm female and I got to try that much harder to succeed and to prove myself. So, you know, I over time have tried to polish up, but I'm still a work in progress. So a diamond is something that you have to mine. You have to dig deep for. You have to find it in a place that it don't even look like you're getting ready to find it. In the mud, in the pit, in the bottom of some shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's Toledo. That's where I'm at. I'm at the bottom of the mud. You know what I'm saying? I am an underground rapper in a small city in a, you know, a state that's known for football. That's it. That's all we get. They know the Ohio State Buckeyes. But they don't know too much about how gritty it is in the city of Toledo. You know how the murder rate is here, how the crime rate is here. You know it's a lot going on here, and it's hard to make it from here. But I feel like, you know, there are so many diamonds here. There are so many people here with, like, you know, amazing talents that might never be discovered because of where they are. So, like, diamonds, you know, they found, you know, traditionally what people know like Sierra Leone, and they got, you know, this place where it's not even really fit for human life, but people are somehow surviving there. You know, that's where I'm at, and I feel like if it just takes the right person to find this gem that I dropped, and if I can just get the right person to hear this diamond, you know, maybe I can make my dreams come true. I just want to rap. That's all. I'm not really in it for no money or none of that, for real. I just want to rap. I just want to spit, and I just want people to know that, you know, this is a place where a lot is going on and there's a lot of talent, and I just hope to be one of the people who can, you know, put it forth to the world. So Toledo, Ohio, diamonds in the mud. The mud is where you find diamonds. So I hope they find me. I hope I don't just get stuck in the mud, you know.
Here it is, Diamonds.
Ghetto sophisticated. Flipping acrobatic.
to that molding. Paul, switch it up and insert us in my colon. And keep going and going. Try to stop, I never know when. Only no going. Fuck the show voting. No, no opponent. I fear no man or woman. It's alive and no land. From here, way to Poland. Come for me, no go fam. Rock solid, go harder. Don't try me, don't bother. Live by my own mantra. No strings and no massa. No moolah, no mas. Only one more cost. These hoes got no class.
Yo, yo, this is poet, author, Mark Lacey. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you're listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacey.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP recorded live.
Yo, we back. I love that song, Diamonds. I think I seen the video to it a couple of days ago. Am I correct? You got a video out for that song, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So that video I just shot right here in my hometown, Toledo, Ohio, with Young Mo Films, up-and-coming videographer. So video just dropped, what, 4 days ago?
Yeah,
but that track is everywhere. So it's, you know, iTunes, Tidal, it's wherever you listen to music. You can go on SoundCloud and stream it. Like I said, I'm not in it for the money. I'm just trying to be in all outlets and hope that somebody hear me and I do, you know, have my mixtape just getting ready to come out. So that'll be the Crown Queen, and that's just, you know, that's just how I do. I go by this queen shit motto. That's how I live. That's how I vibe, and I try to, you know, instill that in my two girls. You know, just to, you know, operate as a queen and not as a bitch. So I embody that and I live that. So, you know, real diamonds in this town.
I want you to give out your information so people can hit you up, know when your next move is, and where people can also listen to the music as well.
Okay, absolutely. So I am with the Network Entertainment at Toledo, Ohio. Just search for the Network at She Speaks MC. I'm on all social media at She Speaks MC, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, at She Speaks MC, Reverb, I mean SoundCloud. It's, you know, I've been She Speaks for a while. I used to go by Misbehaving. That was my like teenage rap name. So people that, you know, might even still back then know me as Misbehaving, but Misbehaving is She Speaks Knowledge. She Speaks Knowledge is She Speaks MC at She Speaks MC. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. I love the music. You got a new fan. Whenever you got some new joints out, make sure to hit me up. We connect and get you back on. Get busy thinking about that production side of it so you don't have to shell out no more money in the studio, yo, and do your own thing for real, for real.
We got some big things coming with the Network. So, like I said, my entertainment group, the Network, is, you know, comprised of 12 different artists, and so everybody is, you know, hot, but we got, you know, in-house producers, you know, several, you know, studios and, you know, locations where we drop it. So we kind of all over the place, from Toledo to Chicago, Ypsilanti, Ohio, Ypsilanti, Michigan, I'm sorry. But, we all over. So I'm definitely going to be kind of recreating my sound, and it's going to include some of that old Ohio funk, that old Ohio players. So the next joint that I'm going to drop on you, since I know now that you're from Ohio, you're going to be the first one that I send this Sweet Sticky Thing remix. I know you know about that Sweet Sticky Thing, right?
Oh, yeah. All the honey on the album, I know.
You're gonna be able to appreciate this next one. So I will definitely drop that in your hands just as soon as I am done, you know, really, really, really putting that drip on it. You know, I had to go back. Like I said, I'm 30 years old, you know. I grew up in what I feel like was a great time. I'm just a baby, but I grew up in a time where our parents were still playing that real good music. And so I have that, you know, and I can't let it go. I can't let my babies not know about this, you know. I'm sorry, but they're going to have to know about the Ohio players, and they're going to have to listen to all this music. So I'm going to drop that on you just as soon as it's done. And it's not a sample. I'm going over this whole beat. You know how they was back in the day. It's crazy. I definitely know that you're going to like that now that I know you're from Ohio. You an Ohio player yourself.
I appreciate you coming in. And, hey, make sure if you think of any more artists that want to come through on the show, and y'all got the same kind of style, same swag, hey, let them know about me so I can get them on the show and they get a little uplift here at ATAZP.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to have a whole Network to drop off on you there, Misfit, Orphanage, Alias,
cool.
7 the Outlaw, M. Dot, MacNova, man, Drastic. Hold on, don't let me forget nobody. Rossi, Carlos Rossi, Jody Greasy. Hey, who we talking about? Ilson. I think I might have hit them all. But look, I'm telling you, my whole squad's fit. And I will definitely make sure that you hear from all of that.
Yeah, because I would love to have them on, because I love music. I listen to everything, so just like you. I listen to everything. I love hip-hop because I do hip-hop, but I also I like everything else too. Anything that's got my head swinging and moving. Again, She Speaks, thank you for coming in, and we will have you on again. Thank you.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Hey, I know what. Look, they're going to say, look, J-Hub, J-Verse. Man, who else I forget about? I'm sorry. You know how we is. We from back here, you know. Big Loyal Bang, up and coming. I'm going to have a lot of heat to send your way. So I just had to make sure I dropped them last few on you. And
all right.
Shout out to my girl Two Tone also, who was on the Mud Renaissance track. If you ain't checked out Two Tone, you gotta check her out as well. Shout out to Big Eddie Bauer, and definitely shout out to you, Taz. I appreciate you having me, sir.
Hey, it's all good. Nothing but love, homie. Take care, and I'll talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you, and good night.
That was ladies. That was She Speaks. On the show, I'm glad she came through. I got a blog talk mix. It's two songs, two joints. I'm just gonna let them rip. I don't know who they are because it's a blog talk mix. There's only two joints to end out this show. I'll be back next Thursday. We do those shows only on Sunday, only for 30 minutes. But we will not have that show on this Sunday. It'll be the next Sunday. So next Thursday is when you first see me again. Thanks again to She Speaks, homie from OH and the Dime, yo. Here we go with the blog talk mix, and I'll talk to you next week.
Wait, it's you. And at the end of it all, it's you. And at the end, it's you. At the end of it all, it's you. It's you. It's you. At the end of it all, it's you. It's you. It's you. At the end of it all, looking for how I see it. When I finally realized, couldn't believe it. I couldn't even swallow. Had a lump in my throat, my stomach hollow. I had a notion that things were fishy, but everything was fine, so why be pity? But when you wasn't seeing me nights, you get it in. That's when the soup and the shit, it would begin. Where you at? Where you going? That's what I get when I pick up the phone. Not a hello or I miss you. Or the Renaissance, how does it do? Suspicious ones, so few. Can stretch out your brain. It weighs on your mane. It helps your peep game. I thought it was me, but then I could see it was you. It's you. At the end of it all, it was you. And at the end, it was you. At the end of it all, it was you. And at the end, it's you. It's you. At the end of it all, it's you. It's you. It's you. At the end of it all, I couldn't take it, but the spell of love, I couldn't shake it. Even though I would discover that there was somebody else who was your lover. You gave me up and managed to turn the tables, and all your honest words, they turned to fables. The things that you would accuse me of, the scenes were the things you would do in love. Get it? These things you projected, and I don't want to be affected. But when you get in love, it's never easy, love, to make decisions of. You've defected. You were doing so much to try to pin me, going through all my stuff, but it was empty. Answers that I'm seeking, well, it seems I'm getting close, that I'm reaching. And I was thinking, I had no reason. Calling you a culprit, it was treason. And a twinkle in your eye, it was cunning, not for loving, tell me why. We'll make amends if you admit it. We can ascend if you're committed. Your heart, is it in it? If it goes for many days, sweet love can decay from you. It's you. At the end of it all, it was you. And at the end, it was you. At the end of it all, it was you. And at the end, it's you. It's you. At the end of it all, it's you. It's you. It's you. At the end of it all.
You turn around and I'm not.